Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday that you have given us to gather together in your name to worship you and also give thanks to all the blessings that you shower upon us every day. Thank you for the good health and strength that you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to see another day. It is not because of who we are, only because of your grace and mercies that we are alive today, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for this season of Lent. As we reflect on our lives, help us, Lord, to renounce those things that are to be renounced in our lives and also reject those evil habits that bind us to enjoy the freedom in Christ. Lord, help us also to repent of our sins during this time so that we can be rededicated for the use of, for your use in this world, to bless this world. Thank you for this church and the fellowship you have given. Worship you in truth and in spirit. In Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us. Not only he suffered and died, but also he rose from the dead so that we can experience the power of resurrection in our lives as well, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and also angels in heaven who praise you. We pray for your presence in our midst today, Lord. Touch each and every one of us who are gathered here and also online, that according to our needs and our desires of our hearts. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is our greeting time now and fellowship time. Please rise up and greet each other in Christian love. Nobody has any birthdays? Mark?
Hey, we're celebrating January, February, and March. Did you hear me?
When? January, February, and March. Yeah. We're celebrating for lunch.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we are celebrating that our vacation trip also. That we had to thank God for that.
No, my birthday is not over.
So March is kind of a bad month for this church, it looks like. Nobody has birthdays or celebrations or anything. Anybody graduation? Anybody's graduating?
Anna, you know, I gave her a gift last week, but I did not make an announcement. But she's coming back, and we're going to do her and Jordan, hopefully, at the same time. So, Jean's
graduation.
Yeah, Anna and Jordan, both are graduating, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
so that's what I thought.
But I gave her a gift last week, but I did not say anything, so I want to...
Yeah, when she comes back, we'll recognize her. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, there might be some others. Penny usually keeps track of our birthday rolls, and she's not with us. So let us have a word of prayer for those who are celebrating various things. If you can turn with... Yes?
Have you heard anything, or have you talked to Penny at all?
No, she has not responded to my text this week. I don't know what her situation now. When I talked to her before I went on vacation, she was feeling well, and I told her I would come and visit and pray with you, and she said she will let me know when she's ready, but she didn't respond. So I'll try to reach out to her son again. I have her son's number, work number. So if you can turn with me to page 403 in the hymnal book, there is a prayer for true life. We can all pray together that. .403 at the bottom. Let us pray that prayer together. Govern all by thy wisdom, O Lord, so that my soul may always be serving thee as thou dost will, and not as I may choose. Do not punish me, I beseech thee, by granting that which I wish or ask, if it offend thy love, which would always live in me. Let me die to myself, that I may serve thee. Let me live to thee, who in thyself art the true life. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come with it. We thank you for your gifts of family and friends and church and fellowship. Above all, we thank you for Jesus Christ you have given us, that more than we could ever deserve, Lord, that salvation that you gave us through your Son Jesus Christ. We pray for those who celebrate the anniversaries and birthdays this month, and also other things that we celebrate today. We thank you for a new year in their lives, and with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them, O God. Renew your blessings upon them. Cover them with your love and protection every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I have to tell you, this song we're going to sing now, In the Garden, was the first song I ever learned from Bible school or something. I love this song. I always have loved it, and it never grows old. It really doesn't. It's so beautiful. When I was really little, I couldn't read, but I knew I loved this song. It's been around with me a long time.
It's 314 in the hymn.
Our Savior.
Thank you, Carol. As you remain standing, we will read the responsive reading, which is taken from the Psalm 102, which is on page 822 in the blue book.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. For my days passed away like smoke, and my bones burned like a furnace.
My heart is smitten like a grass, and withered, I am too wasted to eat my bread.
Because of my loud groaning, and my bones cleave to my flesh.
I am like an owl of the wilderness, like a little owl of the waste places.
I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on the hills, on the housetop.
All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse.
Body ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger, you have taken me up and thrown me away.
My days are like an evening shadow.
I wither away like grass. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now when we come before God and share our prayers of blessings and concerns together as a church family and thank God for all the blessings that we receive as well. At the same time also lift up our burdens and concerns to the throne of grace of God. It's a time of prayer that we pray for each other and also pray for our needs as well. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin if you want to turn with me on that. The last page in the bulletin. Some of the special call-outs on that you want to make. As I shared with you about Wayne, please continue to pray for Wayne so that he can get his voice back. And he has one more surgery, is it? A procedure that they have to take it out, right? A stent, they have to take it out. So please keep Wayne in our prayers and also Carol. She is here also leading us in our music. Please keep them in our prayers. Martha is online. She is doing much better, but she may have to go through another one more chemo. We are not sure. Right, Martha? Can you tell us?
Yes, I'll find out over the next couple weeks if I have to have any more chemo.
Okay, let us pray that she doesn't have to go through chemo again. God is good and he has done great things for us and also Martha's life as well. And Rich is also getting better, but he still has some impacts from the COVID. So please keep him in our prayers as well. I'm glad that Guillermo is here. He's doing much better.
Amen.
And we are praying that your cancer is in remission now. And we know that it is. God has touched you. And thanks be to God for that. Let us celebrate that as well. JD shared about Tyler Dowdy. He's in bad shape with his health. Please keep him in our prayers and his family. Paul and Becky, Paul has joined online as well. They are in their late 80s and Paul, you want to share what you wanted to do? They wanted to plan a trip to go to their place of birth in North Carolina. And for them, it's a big challenge. So they wanted to do that together. So, Paul?
Yes, things seem to be falling into place for our plans, and we thank God for that. And we just also wanted to thank God today for our doctors and nurses. Sometimes we don't recognize them as much as we should, and we just thank God for them and for your service today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. So keep them in our prayers. that they want to go visit their neighborhoods where they grew up in North Carolina. So, and also we pray for the doctors and nurses as well. Please keep Penny in our prayers. We don't know the exact situation, but I will continue to reach out and find out about Penny. I'm glad that Miss Jean showed up today.
Amen.
Glad that you were able to join worship together with us. I know you were dying to come back to church. And God is good, and He's going to be there with you as you go through this whatever procedure that you have to do. Thanks be to God for that. And I didn't see Linda. Anybody heard from you?
She's, if I'm not mistaken, she's in...
They're in
Oh, they're visiting? Oh, okay, they are not in town. Okay, so is she doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let us keep in our prayers.
Yeah, they're having fun.
Okay. Jan and Harry are here, and I heard both of you were in bad shape a couple of weeks ago. How is Jan now? Are you out of the infection?
Yes. Now I have to go for a renal scan.
Okay.
They found something. They know not what. So okay. I'm just praying that they don't know what it is because it isn't anything important.
Okay. Thanks God. And Harry is, I know you don't have any pain, but he can't chew any food anymore. So he will have to go back and do some things.
In a month.
Okay,
so,
but
as I said, we have every soup recipe known.
So continue to keep your liquid diet. Yeah, we'll be okay, Harry. We'll pray for you. And Robert, you shared about Jan and another person of your neighbors, right? And are they both listed here? I know Jan is listed. Ruth, right? Jan and Ruth.
Jan passed away.
Oh, Jan passed away.
She had a double stroke and she passed away. Left her husband. Prayed for him. And then I had another another neighbor right across the street. And she's got cancer and going through chemo.
Okay. Let us pray for, continue to pray for Ian McGee, Terry's son. He's deployed overseas, particularly during this war season. I think he's somewhere in that war area, but not right at the war field yet. So please keep him in our prayers, and also all the soldiers fighting for our freedom and defending us. So keep them in our prayers. As we remembered, doctors and nurses continue to pray for our service workers, grocery clerks and delivery people. A lot of people are working behind the scenes to support us on a daily basis. Our trash workers, mailmen, many others, farmers and many people who are working during this time. Let us keep them in our prayers for their safety as well. Keep our nation as a whole, especially as the elections are coming up. That God's guidance will be there in the elections and the right people will be chosen. And also for our president, vice president and the leaders in the Congress, governors of the states, all of them, let us pray for their wisdom, that they will trust in God and the Holy Spirit will guide them to do the right things and make the right decisions. Are there any other announcements, any call-outs anybody have to make?
Let me see. We have your mic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Jean may be the only one who remembers Tom and Louise Barton. They used to be members here. Louise died last week. Tom is a long one. Remember him?
Don?
Tom.
So please keep Tom in our prayers. The death of Lewis. Can you hear me? Lewis? Okay. So please keep that family in our prayers as well. There are no special call-outs. Let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll pray with, close with us. Scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you will listen to all of our groanings and our prayers. Thank you for the life that you have given us as a gift in this world. It was not our choice to come to this world to live here. But we thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us, the good health and strength in our bodies, the opportunity to gather in your name and worship you together as your children. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. Thank you for everything that you give us in spite of our conditions of sin and rebellion that we have in our lives, Lord. You still love us. We also come before you with our burdens and our needs and our concerns. You are the source of all good things, and you desire only good for us, Lord. And we seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns to you. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our spirits. As we come before you, Lord, we know that you are the one who can make us whole, because you created us. You know our bodies, our life inside out. As we read in the scripture, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you because we are weak and we need your strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend, O God. And when we go through life's sorrows and griefs, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up all those who have been named here, particularly the ones that we remember here today, Lord. We pray for Penny as she is recovering from her sickness. We pray for your continued healing hand to touch her and support her. We pray for Wayne as he is going back for his voice therapy, that his voice will be completely restored. Touch him with your healing hand. And we pray for Carol as well, to give her the strength in her spirit and her body as well. We pray for Guillermo and thank you for the healing that you have given him, Lord. Continue to be with him, that he'll sustain the healing, and also the cancer will go in remission. We pray for Martha as she is going back to the doctor for the next step. We pray for a miracle again, that she will be completely restored. And thank you for her services to this church and for your kingdom. And also we lift up Rich in your hands as well, Lord. Whatever is remaining with his body sickness, be removed completely. Touch him, Lord, as we pray now. We pray for Paul and Becky as they are planning for a trip to North Carolina. Be with them and give them the grace and the provisions that they need to go there and visit their families. And pray for their health and strength as well, Lord. We pray for Tyler Dowdy. Whatever is ailing his body, Lord, we pray that you will remove it. Touch him, Lord, with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace in his life and also in his family. We pray for Tom, who is grieving at the death of Lewis, and his family. Bless them with your peace and comforting presence during this difficult time, Lord. We thank you again for Jean McBrayer, who was able to come here today to worship with us again. Strengthen her body and her spirit also. Whatever procedure she has to go through again, give the doctors and the nurses the wisdom to do the right things, and also give her the peace of mind that pass with all understanding that you can give her and also her family. We thank you for the healing for Jan and also for Harry. Continue to be with them and recover them back to normal. We thank you for the services of Ian as he is working in the front lines during this war time. We pray for his safety and also give him peace, and we pray for all those soldiers in our military who are working for defending our freedom and also in the war areas, Lord. We pray that you will keep them safe, and also we pray for their families, for their peace at this time. We pray for our service workers, our delivery people, our trash workers and mailmen and grocery clerks and farmers and all those with people who are working behind the scenes to support us. We thank you for their services, Lord. At the same time, we pray for their protection and give them the grace to do their work faithfully, Lord. We pray for our nation as a whole to have peace in this country, particularly during this election time, that your grace will be upon those leaders, and also the right people will be elected for the positions that we have to fill. We pray for our president, vice president, and leaders of the Congress and the governors of the states who have to make tough decisions daily that affect our lives. We pray for your wisdom to guide them. Give them fear of God in their hearts, O Lord, that they will do the right thing and make the right decisions, fearing God. We thank you for this opportunity as a church that you have given us to gather in your name, to do your work in this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the responsibilities and the opportunities that you have given us, to use them faithfully to bless this community and the world around. Thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, that we will honor your name and lift your name up, and our hearts and our lives will be touched today through your word, that the power of your resurrection will be experienced in our lives, so that we can share that power to this world as we live our lives. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward for the offertory, please. Scripture says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We are grateful for everything that you give us, Lord. Above all, we thank you for Jesus Christ you have given us, through him more than we could ever deserve. Gracious God, we understand that you call us to be faithful stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of your blessing in this world. We thank you for all of those who were able to give today and pray for their continued support, and we pray for those who could not give today. Cover them with your love and protection also, Lord. Give us the grace to do your work faithfully using these gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated, as Carol will have a special for you now. Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. If you are able, please stand for the scripture reading, Mark 10, 46 through 52.
Blind Bartimaeus receives his sight. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we come before your word, give us an open mind and a humble spirit so that we will obey whatever you command us to do, Lord. Help us to be obedient to your call, whatever you call us to do, Lord. And we pray that you will illumine our souls, that we can be a blessing to this world. Help us, Lord, to share your word to this world as long as we have the opportunity to do so. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue the journey of Lent towards Easter, we look up on the various ministry of activities of Jesus Christ while he was in this world. And one of the ministries that he was doing here was healing people in their physical healing as well as the spiritual healing. And many people were healed from many diseases. And one of them, like all of you know, that was he healed a lot of blind people. And one of them was a person by name Bartimaeus, who is listed here as the son of Timaeus. And this passage is about a person who was begging on the street side in Jerusalem, the streets of Jerusalem, because he was blind and he didn't have a way of living, so he started begging. And in those times, begging was not considered a bad thing, especially in the around the temple of Jerusalem, because people were asked to give alms before they go into the temple to pray, to give donations, charity. So they get an opportunity to give to somebody, so that somebody has to be there begging for money. So it was not considered to be that. It's a lot of beggars around the temple at that time also. And Bartimaeus was one of them. And he was there on a regular day. He didn't expect anything miraculous or special probably to happen in his life. Like any other morning, he probably was woken up from the street where he was lying and sleeping by the noise of the people who were going to work, or the animals who were they were trying to take to the farms or things like that. He woke up and probably started his regular work as begging, to set up his begging ministry there. But whatever was he was doing, he was a blind man and things were not going good for him. And also, not only he was a blind man, but also he didn't have anybody to care for him. And so he was by himself on the streets and begging for others' help. And Jesus and the disciples and probably a large crowd was walking by at that time. And he probably heard this commotion and asked people around, "What is that commotion, that noise that I hear?" And they told him, "A prophet by name Jesus is coming by." So immediately he stood up and he started calling and yelling. And he started calling like this. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." How many times have you heard you called by your name and then saying that you are son of somebody? Have you ever been addressed like that? So this person who was blind heard about Jesus. Somehow he had the vision or the knowledge in his heart that the one who is coming by the name of Jesus is the Son of David. And he did not call him by the name of Son of Joseph, because that is what he was, the son of Joseph in his community. His father was Joseph. But he called him by the name of David, his great-great-great-grandfather. So this man who was blind according to the world, who could not see physically, had a vision that many others did not have at that time. So it is not about having eyes to see. If you cannot, you have, can I have eyes but you cannot see? How many times, like I do, that you work on something and then all of a sudden you can find the screwdriver or the tool that you were working with, and you will look around everywhere and it was in my hand about a few minutes ago. Now I can find it. Now what do I do? I start calling for somebody to help me, usually my wife. And she would come by and look around it right in front of there in the floor. Can't you see? And she would give it to me. And it has happened so many times. I'm sure many of you have happened like that in your lives. Even though our eyes were open and the thing was right in front of you, you could not see what was happening. But this blind man, even though he could not see the people around or the things that are happening around physically, he knew that Jesus was the Son of David, who came as the root of Jesse, the deliverer of this world, that he can do something about his situation. So he called out to him and said, "Hey, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and called him and asked the people to call him. So they called him, the blind man, and then Jesus said, "Cheer up, get on your feet." And they said, "Jesus is calling you." Throwing his clothes aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him, and the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." So it's an interesting question and an interesting answer. Jesus was asking this blind man who was sitting begging for money on the street, "What do you want me to do for you?" It is not because Jesus did not know. He knew that his need was to be healed from his blindness and he wanted to see. But he was asking him to understand, to acknowledge his need. A lot of times we think that we can see or we think that we are not blind. Only the acknowledgement of our condition can reveal our situation before God. That is for acknowledging ourselves before God. Do you really know what your need is? If you don't know what your need is, then you are not going to be healed from the things that you need to be healed from. So our need is to be relieved from our pain and our suffering, particularly our sin that binds us every day. That is what God is asking us. Do you know exactly what is your need in your life? Many times come physical needs. We want more money. We want more, you know, more things that we can enjoy, new house, new car, you know, peace and joy. These are all good things that we can desire for. There's nothing wrong with it. But at the same time, the bottom need that we all have is to acknowledge our condition before God, that more than all these things, we need you in our lives. Because when you are in our lives, we will be more than happy than anything else that can give happiness. Money cannot buy you happiness. People cannot bring you happiness. They can give you some company sometimes, and after a while it wears off. And then we think about many other things. Money in the bank. I mean, how many billionaires are miserable? We know that. I don't have to tell you all of that things. But God is the only one who can fill our hearts in that void that we are yearning for, that can fill us to that happiness. That is what Jesus was asking. What exactly do you need from me? And he said, "Rabbi, I want to see." And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. So God's provisions are there for us to receive, provided we have the ability to acknowledge our need before God. And Bartimai, as we are told, his name was Bartimai. He didn't even have a name. The name Bartimai means son of Timai. That's what we read there. So many people say that it was not really his name. He was known by his father's name. So Bartimai is the son of Timai. Bartimai thought that there is going to be something that he can receive from Jesus. As long as he acknowledged his need before Jesus was able to heal him. There were different types of reactions that we hear there. That Bartimai was there with his need before Jesus, and Jesus was there with his compassion and grace to bless him. And then there are people around them who did not even pay attention to this guy until he started calling out. And others with opportunity to guide him to Jesus. So there are several different people and characters in this story that we see. Understanding our need is the beginning of healing and acknowledging our situation and our condition. We must confess that we do not have all the answers, but we can be rest assured that God knows all the answers, even beyond that we can see. God knows everything. We are blind to many things around us. We are blind about tomorrow. We don't know what is happening tomorrow. We are blind about the next moment. As much as we are in this technology advanced world, we know that we are blind to many things. But God can see through everything, in us and through us. He could see that Jesus is coming to help, and he can help him, and he acknowledged that. He didn't allow any negativism or his painful or suffering situations or even the crowds to deter him. He called out to Jesus, knowing that he can help him. He called Jesus by David's name and knew that he could heal and give solution to his problems. And also we read that the blindness that he had was physical, but he had vision inside. He had a great sight internally that he could see that Jesus was the Son of God, Son of David. So he could receive that healing. During this Lent time, as we, as people of God, as we come before God together and also rededicate our lives together, pray that God will open our hearts and minds to see the things that are hidden. There are many things that are hidden that we need to see. God will open our eyes to see ourselves. One of the teaching classes, a professor asked a question, who would you like to see and talk to one day if you have the ability to do so? And many people talked about their ancestors who have died, and many people said they wanted to see Moses and talk to David and people like that in the Bible. But one answer was very poignant and very important that he heard was that, I want to see and talk to myself. That is exactly what we need to do during this time of Lent. To see ourselves as we are and to know what is needed in our lives that Jesus can do. There might be hatred, or there might be bias, or there might be injustice. Things like that that are binding us in our hearts. Open our hearts to God during this time that God can heal us. Jesus can cleanse us because he's just walking by. Even though he's walking by, he knows you by name. And he knows what is needed in our lives to clean us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so that we can be healed from not only our physical infirmities and sicknesses, but also our inside, that he can cleanse us. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And that is what God is going to give us today as we go from this place. Be the light of the world and see the things as God sees it, not as we see it. And have the grace to see others in need and help them. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. The closing hymn is Amazing Grace, which is on page 378. If you are able, please stand. As we sing, we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3, and then we go to verse 6, following verse 6, we will sing,
yeah.
Praise God and Praise God. So, yeah. Please stand for...
Like me.
God's grace has brought my heart to me. How grace my fears relieved. How precious thing that grace love is. The hour I first
of God, go in peace knowing that Jesus is there to help us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And pray to God during this Lent season that we will be open. He will open our eyes to see our spiritual condition and receive forgiveness as we go from this place. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I bless you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.